You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh yeah, sure. We do a podcast. Tom Izzo, you have a great day. Al, what is up?
Oh, hi, Jerry. I was just perusing Instagram.
Oh, I like when you peruse.
Yeah, I was just perusing Instagram, and I follow still Zach Wilson's mother.
Yes.
Her name is, she goes by Life According to Lisa.
Okay.
And it's the number two, so Life According to Lisa. She's terrific, Jerry, and as you know, she posts a lot of like Instagram stories, which go on and on and on. It's too much. I can't always watch those, but she rarely posts something directly on Instagram.
Okay.
But she did today. She posted her fall bucket list, Jerry. These are things she would like to do in the fall. And I want to see if you and...
When you say fall bucket list, does that mean I have until I die to do these things in the fall? Or
no,
it's this
just like
fall
this
has
fall,
to get done?
This is what we're hoping to...
It's not
to,
really a bucket list. It's a fall list.
It's
okay.
A fall list. That's true, Jerry. It's just that these are things I would like to get done in the fall. And you tell me if any of these interest you.
Although I didn't know Captain Kirk was going into space today.
I didn't know it was today either.
I didn't either.
During the commercial break, Boomer's like, what time is that spaceship taking off?
Idea.
I'm like, what spaceship?
10:30. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so she's calling it her fall bucket list, Jerry. It's just a list of fall things.
Yeah.
You tell me if any of these interest you. Visiting a pumpkin patch.
No. Been there, done that. I've had enough.
You've done that with the kids?
Well, yes, every year for like 10 years.
It's really just pumpkins on the ground.
That's it. And now listen, when you have a... Now we had, I want to say... So Joseph's 11, so probably like, and Matthew's going to be 17. So probably 5 or 6 years ago, when Matthew was right around 11 and Joseph was more like 5 or 6, at least then we could go to the pumpkin patch. And Matthew was sort of out of it, but at least he would amuse his younger brother. And we went through like the whole haystack maze. And
yeah.
Like, so it was, that's fun. Now, at this point,
nothing
just go buy
that.
A pumpkin.
Right.
So, no, not interested.
But I went to Stop and Shop. There are pumpkins everywhere.
Yeah, it looks lovely. And they
yeah,
stack them on the hay bale, the bales of hay. It looks lovely.
They're not dirty.
No. Put them in the cart.
I don't have to go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll see a pumpkin. And I know I photographed this in the past when I went to pumpkin patches. You'd find a pumpkin that has all these, like, what look like pumpkin warts all
yes.
over it.
Yes. Yeah. It's got, like, gigantic pumpkin pimples.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like what VD on a pumpkin would look like.
Yeah. What? Who or what is that pumpkin banging?
Yeah. This pumpkin is all sorts of gourds sticking things into this pumpkin, and it's got now pumpkin VD for the fall. All right, so you're out for the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
But you've been there, done that. You've seen it. You've Good. Done it. I do like the hayride thing. That seems
relaxing. I've done it many
for a
times.
Kid, with a kid.
It's enough.
Here's this one. Probably not on your list, Jerry. Buy the perfect sweater.
Next.
Do you have a perfect sweater?
I don't wear sweaters.
Me neither.
I like the hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I have that even remotely resembles a sweater
yeah.
is that the Columbia, is it Columbia Apparel?
Yeah, they make stuff.
That one I have. I've worn it here. I like to wear that at Rutgers games because it's a dressy sweater with a zip, and I don't look underdressed then, and I don't have to wear a suit jacket. I wear the shirt, the tie, and I put that over it. It's comfortable. I hate the suit jacket. I really do. So those I have, but I only wear them for games.
So maybe you already have the perfect sweater.
I have three of them. I don't need another one.
Roast the marshmallow.
No.
You're not going to roast a marshmallow at
no.
all in the fall?
I'm sure my kids will. Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I love a marshmallow. I'm not one of those people that lights it on fire, though.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I like it.
Like,
you
that's
know,
a bound. That's your fall list thing to do?
Yeah. Just make sure you get these done in the fall.
I'm not going to make that one. Okay.
This is according to Zach Wilson's mom, yeah. Lisa. Autumn Leaf Mountain Drive. I could see you
what
doing
does that.
I mean, you get the kids, your wife and kids in the car, and you go drive around places that have really nice colored leaves.
Yeah, do you mind?
Maybe in the mountains.
My kids would punch me in the head if I wanted to take the, hey, guys, let's go take a drive and look at leaves.
They would.
I have
be
a
into
17-year-old. I'm lucky he still wants to hang out with us.
Yes.
You want me to ask him to go take a drive to look at leaves?
What about just you and your wife?
We really don't do anything together anymore.
Look at the fall foliage.
No. It's everything about the kids right now. I'm sure that time will come again soon. Right now, we pretty much go from field to field to field and watch them play.
Okay.
That's what we do.
What about this? This is something you could do there, Jerry. This is eat or drink all things pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin.
You don't like the flavor.
I don't like
of pumpkin.
The pumpkin beer. The only thing I do like, I like the pumpkin air fresheners that come out this time of year.
Oh, I've
those
never seen.
Those are lovely. The pumpkin candles. Pumpkin scented.
Oh, I do like, the pumpkin
candle. I do not like pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin scented beer. I don't like to buy a pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I need a recommendation for a pumpkin beer. Because there are a lot of, like, when you go to
Sam Adams.
Maybe they make one out of, they may make, there are like one called Oktoberfest, which is not pumpkins.
That's not pumpkin.
No, like there's, the one liquor store near my Stop and Shop in Neptune City that I go to, they last year they had a whole section of pumpkin beers, and there was actually I bought pumpkin beers that were Blue Point from out in Long Island.
Oh, how nice.
They had them there, yeah.
That's cool.
But if anyone has any recommendations, I like pumpkin beers, and I like pumpkin coffee. But I don't do a full-on pumpkin coffee. I do.
You don't do that pumpkin spice latte?
No, I don't do lattes. But I would do, like, I have pumpkin coffee at home.
Okay.
And let's say I use 3 scoops of coffee. I'll go 2 scoops regular coffee, 1 scoop pumpkin, Jerry.
There you go.
And I do like pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie.
Gross. You eat pumpkin seeds?
I would, yeah, once they're roasted.
Nice.
Visit a haunted house.
I find that interesting, but I probably wouldn't. The problem is, if I look at my calendar for the rest of the month, I don't see where I'm doing that.
You don't see where a haunted house visit can
No, like, in? We got, assuming it doesn't rain, we have 3 games this weekend, plus I got to work the Cowboy game Sunday. Next weekend, we're playing in a tournament Saturday and Sunday. Like, when am I? And then the following weekend is Halloween. Now, a friend of ours does go, and I mean all out for Halloween. He redesigns the outside of his house.
Yeah, some people love it.
He does. He's put gates up for the driveway this year for these cool. And this is the guy I told you, he takes the chain out of the chainsaw and he puts the stupid mask on and he's in the garage. So when kids unknowingly start walking up the driveway to go to the door to get the candy, he comes running out and pulls the chainsaw on them. And you want to see kids wet themselves, which is really wrong. This is one of the nicest guys in the world. He just loves spookiness and Halloween. He's a cop, like, loves kids, but, man, he loves Halloween.
Yeah, certain people are way into Halloween.
Yes. I always say to him, though, like, I understand more people that go all out to decorate for Christmas, because I feel like at least with Christmas, you're not, if you do it the weekend of Thanksgiving, you're not too early. You'd celebrate Thanksgiving, and I think if you do it that weekend, all good. And you get a legit 4 solid weeks out of your decorations.
At least.
He will work continuously until like the 29th of October to get it all set. And then it's like by the time the kids come out, now it's a little different this year, so it's a Sunday, but still by the time the kids come out, it's not till 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe noon. And by six, seven o'clock, it's over.
Right.
It's like you're killing yourself for 5 or 6 hours. But he likes it.
Yeah, the neighbors behind me do a whole thing. There's like all decapitated doll heads. All sorts of scary looking things.
And that's in the hallway of the condo?
Not in the hallway. It's outside, like on the sidewalk. And not my condo, behind the place behind me.
Oh, I see. I got you.
What else here, Jerry? Sit by a campfire.
I do like to make a fire in the backyard, yes.
But you won't roast a marshmallow?
No.
Okay, but you
will
sit by a campfire.
I don't like marshmallows.
Really?
No, I like marshmallows in the hot chocolate.
Okay.
But I don't like to just eat marshmallows.
Yeah.
Texture-wise, ugh.
They're soft, Jerry.
I don't care for them.
Oh, here's a big one, Jerry. This is an interesting one that Lisa Wilson, Zach Wilson's mom, put on her fall bucket list.
Make love under the stars.
Close.
Oh.
Kiss in a hot tub.
That's cool. I don't have a hot tub.
But you'd be into kissing in a hot tub?
Well, as long as it's my wife.
Yes. Right, yeah, of course.
Not you.
Right.
Sure, why not? That sounds fun.
Like a nice fall thing to do.
That sounds tremendous.
Kissing in a hot tub.
I don't have a hot tub.
Right. And public hot tubs.
Gross.
Yeah, that's no what chance. I think. You get VD there.
We were in Florida a couple of years ago, and we were with another family, and my parents were there as well. And it was probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nice, warm day. Not crazy, though, because there was some cloud cover. The sun would come in and go out. So it would go from 94 to all of a sudden feel like 84. And at one point, they decided they were going to go in the hot tub. So they brought a couple of beers, whatever. They go up. They sit in the hot tub. And I sat outside the hot tub. And about 25 minutes goes by. My one friend gets up. He goes, I go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Okay, fine. My dad got up, went to the bathroom. Okay, fine. We sat there for like another half hour. And I looked at my friend. I said, not for nothing. The guy over there, he has chugged 6, I think it was, no joke, old Milwaukees. Like, he hasn't moved.
Uh-oh.
And they both looked at each other, and they both got up and got out.
Because he'd been peeing in the hot tub.
You have to be, don't you?
I would think so. Where are those old Milwaukees going? Unless he has a giant bladder.
Nasty.
Yep, so kissing in a hot tub. And the final one, Jerry, is make gooey caramel corn. I'm not doing that.
I've never done it. If my wife wanted to, that sounds cool. That's like caramel popcorn?
Yeah, gooey caramel popcorn.
That sounds fun.
You'd be into that.
Yeah, I need a spoon, though.
All right. No, you get a spoon. This kissing in a hot tub. I don't know how to say this the right way.
When you're in a, be aroused?
Kissing in a hot tub? Mm-hmm.
It's different.
I'm going to say no.
You would not be. Okay.
Do you think most long-term couples still make out?
Regularly? Probably not.
Right.
No, regularly? No.
That seems weird.
I'll go 3 days without kissing my wife.
But I'm saying
because
like,
we don't see each other much.
Heavy make out.
Again, I'd say probably not. Most probably not.
Right, probably
not. How
about
you and Gina?
Same.
No, huh?
No, I think
you're not sticking your tongue down her throat?
No, I think that seems like something you do early on in dating.
Probably, yeah.
And then once you're a couple,
so you're comfortable is what you're saying.
I don't think you make out. I think that's a thing that people do when they're in the beginnings of relationships, making out.
I think you're probably right, but I'm sure there are the outliers there that are so into one another.
Yeah.
That they still probably suck face.
Outliers. I'm not saying you don't.
Didn't that what I said?
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm not saying you don't kiss your wife. I'm saying full on heavy make out.
You know, I know what you're saying. And again, I'll say no, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I would say no. Is that something you think about? Like, do you like wonder why in your relationship you don't?
No.
Or are you happy that you don't?
No, I think it's sometimes comes up in conversation over the years. And I was like, I don't think couples that are long-term couples
make out.
Well,
she'll be like, you don't kiss me enough anymore?
We don't make out. I'm like, I don't know. I think you do that in the beginning.
Not at 52.
I'm not saying when you're making sweet love, Jerry, that you don't kiss. As part of it.
I'm sure a lot of people don't do that either. Am I wrong?
No.
I would say probably a lot of people don't.
Right.
Where are you going? Finished. You're going to tell me that's never come up?
Oh, of course.
In a relationship.
Sure.
Of course it has. And that could be the woman. I don't mean the man.
That's true, Jerry.
You could be like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
You hairy beast. I can't look at you anymore.
Right, you don't know.
Imagine what that looked like in the 60s and 70s.
People making love with all their hairs.
Oh, God, how gross.
Yeah.
And what it smelled like.
Right.
With the hair and the chest hair. And
especially in the 60s, it was like the hippie movement where there was not a lot of bathing.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot of flower power.
Did you see, speaking of going back in time, did you see in Israel, they, as they say, unearth a wine factory from 150,000 years ago.
Where did they unearth this?
That they
it was underground?
It was underground. That they believe could pump out 500,000 gallons of wine a year. And what they're searching for now are remnants of the grape seeds so they could find out exactly what type of wines were being produced. They found the old, like, containers that the wine would be stored in. And a lot of them were, completely destroyed. They found several of them, though, that were still fully intact. Really, that amazes me
when
you see that stuff.
I always love when they uncover something really old, like a mummy.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Like, so like that's where I say, so for like 150,000 years ago, people were drinking wine.
Yeah.
150,000 years later, people are still drinking wine and the earth is still spinning.
Do you think we could get the, if they find the seeds to the grapes, we could replicate those grapes and make that same wine?
I think you probably
like
could.
Grow those same types of grapes?
I absolutely think they could probably, yes, chemically engineer that.
I always wonder too, like how they thought of that. Like way back then, someone thought, these grapes, what if we smush them?
I think
didn't drink it, but waited a long time to drink it.
I think stuff like that happens by accident. That's what I think.
Like they were making grape juice, just they're smashing grapes and they're juicy, and then someone let one sit for a long time.
Correct. Drank it, and all of a sudden, whoo, this feels good.
Right. And they're like, it was that grape juice that had been sitting around.
Uh-huh. Let's try and start making this for some people. Make them feel good about themselves.
Right. I suddenly forgot all my troubles.
My God, 150,000 years ago.
Making wine.
And that's where we always say, think about our little time on Earth. I mean, are you pooping me? Come on.
Right.
Such a joke.
I would love to unearth some. Every once in a while, you'll find like somebody.
Start digging.
Right. Every once in a while, you'll find like you're going to put a pool in your backyard and all of a sudden there's a dinosaur leg.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in my time.
Not in your time, but it has happened to people.
Of course it has. Because the dinosaurs were roaming where you live.
Right.
So you never know what's underneath.
A big bone.
That's why they always say, you know what they say? Call before you dig.
Right. You think it's about electric. It could be about dinosaur bones.
It could be dinosaur bones. Your house could be on a gravesite. Who knows?
That I don't want.
That would freak me out.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, sure would. So hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't want to be on an old burial ground.
No. No, no.
Holy land, Jerry?
Absolutely not.
No. I don't need any ghosts disturbing me.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be disturbing the ghosts.
No. Let's leave them alone. Let them be.
All right. Jerry, let's...
Much different podcast today. You're very subdued.
Much more so. It was too much yesterday. I got too exhausted.
I hear you.
And then I listened to all Cartner Roberts. I was getting all worked up. It was just too much.
I understand. I was cutting grass.
I had to back
away.
Cut
the grass at the baseball fields. Went home, cut the grass at my house.
Yeah.
All about the grass yesterday. I wasn't smoking it.
Right. You got outdoors, though. That was good.
I was outside all day yesterday.
Very smart.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Okay. Tomorrow is Thursday. What's our Thursday game? Is it Buccaneers?
Yeah. Bucks and someone, yes.
Is it Bucks-Eagles?
Yes.
Is
I
it?
Saw Jalen Hurts clips talking about playing them.
Bucks-Eagles tomorrow
night. In Philly,
night.
I think.
In Philly.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
So.
That's exciting. That's a cool game, Jerry.
Why do I feel like we were supposed to play a game tomorrow? But we had a new one.
Yeah, you're going to do 80s singer.
80s rocker or 80s NFLer.
Right.
That'll be tomorrow about 5:25 a.m.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it, John. I'm going to ace that.
Love it. Can't wait.
We'll see you on the warm-up show tomorrow at 5 live. You are looking live. And until then, you have this warm-up show that's coming up right now. See you.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
We have favorable prices also, Jay.
Your mic's on.
Campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Righto, here we go. 501, soon to be 502. The Eddie Scazzeri. Good morning. Long live, prosper. That's what...
Spock.
No, it was King George in the Bronx used to tell me all the time. And you hear the voice. His name is Al Freddie Nukes. What's up?
Good morning,
Jerry. I see you supporting Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's in the house.
You love that top.
I do love. Well, it's a zipped up like light jacket for this time of year.
It's a great looking top.
It is a good looking top. In fact, my neighbor up the street goes, oh, you must wear that a lot. It looks faded and like you washed it a lot. I go, that's just the style. It's
I would have. You know what I would have said? You're a Nets fan.
I'm a long time.
Even though you're not.
Yeah, I'm not a Nets fan. No. But I do like the shirt, the zip up. It's just pretty cool. I had to call into Cartner Roberts yesterday and yell at Evan Roberts.
What did he do
now? Well, they were talking about the whole a John Gruden situation again. You know, it was a big topic yesterday, Jerry. And you know I was all fired up. I was fighting people on Twitter. I was fist fighting people.
I am well aware.
I was calling out people in the streets to fist fight them in the streets, Jerry. I was just going crazy. So we got into the whole...
You wouldn't fist fight a child.
That's true.
Let alone people.
I know, because if that child knew karate, what am I going to do?
He'd kick your ass.
Kick my ass.
Yes, he might.
I would look like a fool, Jerry, and bring a bad name to this show. So I do not fight children in case they beat me up.
All right, so why are you fighting Evan?
Well, Craig brought up the thing about how people... are now saying, oh, these are the values of the NFL, which we completely understand. We understand the values of the NFL. John Gruden cannot be working here anymore. But then how do you bring on Snoop and Dre and Eminem and all their lyrics, misogynistic, homophobic, this sort of thing?
So why'd you call in?
Because Evan was being like everybody in my Twitter responses. They're artists. Yet we, like... I was saying, so I had to call up Evan and yell at him. I said, Evan, how do you not see that? Yes, they're artists. No one's looking to get them canceled. I don't need Snoop Dogg's music pulled. Don't care. But you can't be the NFL and say you're family friendly, you're a safe place for women, you're a safe place for African Americans and homosexuals and everybody involved, and then have these lyrics. Evan's like, they're not going to sing those songs. Yeah, I know they're not going to sing those songs, but they have those songs in their past.
A lot of them.
And we're really big about what's in your past.
Yeah.
Right? You could have done something at 5 years old. If it's offensive, they will get rid of you. As a child, you uttered this. So that's all. So I called Evan. I said, Evan, would you be cool, Evan, if the NFL, for their halftime show, hired Andrew Dice Clay to do his nursery rhymes? Of course not.
Do you think Roger Goodell speaks anytime soon?
He better.
Like, doesn't someone, because I've read about this, we've talked about it, others have, doesn't it have to be addressed at some point?
I would think so.
Like, because I don't think you want the first time it's addressed in Los Angeles that week.
Right.
Did you imagine him going to that state of the league address? I don't know. That to me seems like it would be silly on his part.
It would be very silly on his part. Roger the Dodger, because then again, like, I just, the inconsistency just drives me crazy, Jerry. So
life
yes,
is inconsistent, sadly.
Right, but it's okay to point out their inconsistencies.
Oh, I agree with you.
So the Buccaneers, Jerry, have removed John Gruden from the Ring of Honor.
That didn't take long.
Which, again.
See ya.
I'm good with.
Yeah.
But the reasoning you give has to be consistent with what else you're doing. And when the reason is, while we acknowledge John Gruden's contributions on the field, his actions go against our core values as an organization. Yet they just brought in Richard Sherman, and they have Antonio Brown. Do those guys not go against your core values as an organization? If they do, why are they there? But the clowns out there will go, that's whataboutism. Which is the new catchphrase.
Yeah, I never heard of that one before.
Yeah, that's a new catchphrase that Ryan Lundberg coined.
Ryan Lundberg.
Lundberg. That you can't defend, you can't say what about this when given something
yes,
else.
Yes, you can.
But you can.
Of course you can.
You
that's
can
how
within
we,
the
that's
organization.
How 1 + 2 = 3. Of course you can.
What I won't say is you can't remove John Gruden from the Ring of Honor and keep O.J. Simpson in the Ring of Honor, because that's the Bills organization. Right? The Bills didn't put out a statement. The Buccaneers did. And their statement is that John Gruden's actions go against their core values, which I agree. They certainly do. But so do Antonio Brown's. So do Richard Sherman.
You certainly better hope so.
Yeah. So exactly what right. are we doing?
By the way, did you see the NFLPA wants the rest of the emails
yeah.
released?
Me too.
650,000 of them. Can
yes.
you imagine?
Let's put them on the internet.
Oh, my God.
I would love to go through 650,000.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do get released. I mean, I don't know who the hell is going to sift through them, but my
Adam
goodness.
Schefter.
No, well, I don't think
Schefter.
Adam Schefter has time to go
he
through 650,000 emails.
Well, his team.
Do you think, in that? I'm being serious about this, do you think in a case like that, you use like a search tool just for specific words?
I think
no one can go through. I mean, it's 2/3 of a million emails.
Could you imagine the list of terms they'd be looking for?
Yeah, I could. Anything that's offensive.
Every racial slur, homophobic slur, anti-woman slur.
You'd search Goodell because he certainly went after him a lot. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. There were, I mean, when you're talking about years and years and years, God knows what was written there. Who knows?
Right. And the other thing was listening all day long yesterday to hosts from, and I don't mean just this radio station, all over. This was clearly a topic everywhere.
I cut the grass.
How, you know, as if everyone on the air, like, oh, you know what? Let me see all your emails because you sure acted all high and mighty about everything. Let me see your text to your friends. Yes, let me see the conversations you had with your friends when the Michael Sam situation was out. Just let me see him.
Well,
did you make any jokes?
What do I say about most people?
They're losers?
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites. Well, that's a big term now, so yeah.
Losers or hypocrites?
Hypocrites.
It's always been a big term.
Yeah, but yeah. So I like to say inconsistency, Jerry. It's my own
accountability.
Accountability, Jerry.
Yeah, man.
Right.
So yeah, it's, yeah, great, awesome. Between that and Kyrie Irving, it's like, good Lord.
But people take what I'm saying now and put it as I'm defending John Gruden.
Not at all.
Not at all.
There, I can tell anybody
out there
listening.
Want him out of the
Ring
of Honor and want him off the Raiders.
Al, as far as I know, has never defended John Gruden at all. Matter of fact, he said, all right, see ya, get out. Now let's move on to the next thing because there's other things to, other pressing issues.
Let's clean it up.
Yes.
Let's clean it up, Buccaneers. Guess what then, Jerry? Now the Buccaneers are not on my list of top five.
Which we will do in the second segment.
Fan teams.
Yes, which we will get to coming up at 5:25 or so.
They're out because of their inconsistencies.
I understand. And they were in last week.
They were in last week.
They were in last week, out this week.
Now I see the Yankees, Jerry, are all the reports
are. I hate
are,
this.
I all
hate
the reports
this.
Are they're keeping Aaron Boone.
No, the reports are they're. This is what
reports?
I don't like.
Sources.
My sources tell me that the Yankees are leaning toward. No. Here's what I'd like to know. What are the Yankees doing? Because someone telling you, that to me is almost as bad. And I think it was Buster Olney, who's outstanding. We know that. Great reporter, blah, 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 blah. I'm not taking anything away from him. But there's nothing worse than I hate than this. Sources inside give us how they're thinking.
Yeah.
Just stop. Just tell us what they're doing if you know. Otherwise, you don't know.
Sources familiar with the thinking of the front office people at the Yankees.
God. Because that tells me no decision's been made yet. So if the Yankees ultimately decide to move in a different direction, what good was that report?
No good.
Nothing. It means nothing. So I saw that. It's such nonsense. Now, every hour, like a sheep, I got to be like, the reports say that the Yankees are leaning towards bringing back Aaron Boone.
Are you going to do it in that voice? That would be awesome.
No, but I'm sure Eddie will play it now that it's on tape, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Everybody's in such a damn rush to break a story. It's like, come on. Get it right.
And I don't know, like, what do Yankee fans, it seems to be split. Like
is split.
You blame Aaron Boone for moves, and then others say he's just a puppet. Which is it?
I would say if I've spoken to 5 or 6 of my Yankee friends about this.
People familiar with being fans of the Yankees?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it is split down the middle to you got to get him out of here to we need to redo this roster. He's fine.
Right.
Like, wow. I mean, and there's very little in between. Like I haven't had anybody be like, yeah, I can live with Aaron Boone. It's either like, no, he's fine or get him out.
But people seem to want Cashman out more.
Yeah, I think people... Sadly, I think people have just had enough. To me, just saying you haven't won a World Series, it's not fair from this standpoint. A few years ago, they were in Game 7 of the ALCS. It's not like they've been a bad team. They are over 500 every single stinking year. They win between 90 and 100 and something games every year. He does spend the money. He operates under the guidelines that the owner gives him. Now, I do agree that they haven't been exactly built for October, but God darn, they are a good team every year. So it's like he's done his job well, but they haven't won the World Series in a while. So, and then I sit there and say, all right, well, you know how many teams have never won the World Series? Or the Mets have been sitting there since 1986? It's not your God-given right to win the World Series every
year. Correct.
But they do give you an entertaining product every single year, and they're a playoff team every year.
They're in the mix every year, Jerry.
I would say be careful what you wish for.
If I'm Aaron Boone, though, I'm hoping the Yankees don't renew me so I could go take that San Diego job.
Yeah, the problem with that is now you're dealing with the Giants and the Dodgers every year.
Oh. I mean, yeah, but you're in San Diego.
I'm with you. I would run to San Diego if I could. But I don't necessarily know that going to San Diego will give Aaron Boone a better chance to win. I just don't. I mean, you got the Dodgers. The Dodgers won 106 games this year, and the Giants won 107, I think. Think about that for a second. That's hard. That's tough. And the Dodgers aren't going to stop spending money anytime soon, and the Giants are just good. So I would love to go to San Diego myself, but if I'm Aaron Boone, and I know they've had trouble with the Rays, I still think he's in a better position here than there.
All right. Even though the weather is much more beautiful.
Oh, so nice.
The ride to the ballpark.
Like yesterday, Al. Like, yeah, late in the day was gorgeous. No question about it. Like, we got out of here at 11 o'clock, 10th or whatever time you left. It was gray. It was, like, the air was heavy. It was awful.
We're in the gray, heavy air time of year, Jerry.
Yeah, but it hasn't been, though. October, in the last few years, has been spectacular. Yesterday was,
yeah.
Yuck. Yeah, right. That's classy right there. Yuck.
Ugh. Jerry, coming up on the other side, I'm going to give you my...
We're taking a break already?
Yeah, because I don't want to start my top five things.
You want to talk about the Mets?
No bets. I do have Brooklyn Nets on my list here, Jerry.
We do got to get to Kyrie Irving and Sean Marks.
I have some baseball. I have some Aaron Rodgers. I have some NFL notes. Some J.R. Smith notes.
When we come back, we'll have Al's Fraudulent Five.
Fraudulent Five?
Yeah. You're a fair-weathered fan, so it's Al's Fraudulent Five. Oh. Maybe I'll get Zach to produce that for us.
Okay.
Time now for Al's Fraudulent Five.
I have good music already.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Frauds on Parade?
No.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Al's Fraudulent Five plus Kyrie Irving and then Boomer and Geo at 6 on The Fan.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rage Against the Machine. Now, this song might have been on in the car when me, you, and Giannotti were driving in that one day. I'll tell you one thing real quick. Because you know I love the Chili Peppers, and I was very excited to find out about this world tour that they're going on.
Yeah, world tour, Jerry.
I know. We got the commercials running for them, which is awesome. So they're playing MetLife Stadium next August. How much do you think upper deck tickets cost?
$170.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that.
Oh,
yes, you
are,
Jerry. To sit in the upper deck of a stadium? In an arena, I would think about it. In a stadium?
Yeah, no. The sound there sucks when you sit up top, because I've sat up top. Even
I was
in the old
horribly disappointed.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I love
seeing them. I've seen them 4 or 5 times. I don't know that I'm doing that, though. So I even had my little presale I got on. I was all excited. My American Express presale, the commercial we were running, went right on it at 10 a.m. the other day. I was like, how much?
Could you have gotten tickets elsewhere, or the presale at that point only still upstairs?
I'll tell you, at the time I went on, you could get, they had a couple tickets down below. There were some in the mezzanine section area, but most of what was available was the upper deck.
For a presale.
Yeah, I think the floor seats were $380. I forget. I have to look. They were three something for sure.
This has been going
on show
for so many years where the scalpers get all of the good
seats.
Is that
what it is?
Before they even go on sale. Yeah, it's such a scam.
God.
Anyway.
And I really want to go, but I don't know about that.
Bulls on Parade. Jerry, it's time now. What do you call in this segment?
We call it. Oh, hey, let's do this the right way.
All right. I got the music here.
Music.
My computer here.
All right. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Time now for what we call a little ditty known as Al's Fraudulent Five, created by the most Fairweather fan in the nation, Al Dukes.
Jerry, what this is you know, you've mocked me over the years because I have different favorite teams.
Well, yesterday.
I grew up a Cowboy fan. Then when I worked in Tampa, I became a Buccaneers fan. God. Then when I moved back up here, I became a Jets fan. Then it really helped out work in the morning show if the Giants were well, so I started rooting for the Giants.
You make my organs hurt.
And now, Jerry, I have really almost every week, some consistently are the teams that I like, and others jump in and out. So here are my top five teams I'm currently rooting for,
Jerry. I already have a migraine.
It doesn't mean, because, and just, by the way, last week the Patriots lost and they were on my list because I was rooting for them.
Right, I guess I'm
favorite
aware.
Favorite teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this does go in order, Jerry.
Drum roll, please, for the Fraudulent Five.
My number one current favorite team in the NFL that I'm rooting for, Jerry, L.A. Chargers.
I figured that.
Number one.
Yeah, I figured that.
By the way, I just got a Chargers winter knit cap in the mail yesterday.
Why didn't you start at five?
Because it's more because it's more obvious who I like.
I know, but...
Right, so it feels better. Because if I got to number two and I hadn't mentioned the Chargers yet, I'm in with the Chargers.
That's fair. That's fair.
Jerry, the second favorite team that I'm currently rooting for in the NFL is the Arizona Cardinals.
I knew that one, too.
Love,
you
Kyler,
love
Murray.
Kyler Murray.
I love the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I love their helmets.
You should just be a Cardinal fan.
I know.
And that's that.
I know, but I love Justin Herbert and the Chargers, too.
Oh, God help me. Okay.
Number three, Jerry, going old school here.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
Shocker.
They're still in they're number three on my list.
Don't call it your list. Call it on your Fraudulent Five.
My Fraudulent Five. Number four, Jerry, L.A. Rams.
Yeah, again, not a shock.
Love them.
The Raiders are off. I know that.
Raiders are off. They're having a rough week. The Bucs are off.
And they've lost two in a row.
Mm-hmm. Right? But here's a team, Jerry, who's also lost.
I have a guess.
What?
Can I make a guess?
Sure.
You can take the Detroit Lions.
No.
Okay.
This team is still on my list, Jerry, though they are close to being eliminated from my top five favorite NFL teams, Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that surprises me. Because they have not played well.
They haven't, but they're still on my list.
Fair. So you still like watching Patrick Mahomes play, but they're not so good.
Chargers, Cardinals, Cowboys, Rams, Chiefs, the Fraudulent Five for the week of October. Well, the 11th, I guess, was Monday. For the week of October 11th.
All right. Can we restart the music for my five?
Do you have a top five, Jerry?
Hold on.
All right. Let's make that louder for Jerry so it could have an exciting introduction like I had.
All right, here we go. My Fraudulent Five at five. Look at that. It's 526. The Dallas Cowboys.
Who else you got, Jerry?
All right, what else, Al?
You only have one favorite team.
That's it.
NFL
I got one
team?
Favorite team. Just like most people listening to this, you should have one favorite team.
Do you even watch the NFL, Jerry? I don't know if you do if you only have one favorite team.
Your thoughts of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Well, he's hurt, right?
Look at
you. That's right.
I thought I could get you on that one.
You can't get me, Jerry. They're one of my top five favorite teams.
I do have something we are going to do. I don't know about tomorrow.
All right.
Because today's quite busy for me.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
But for Thursday or maybe a football Friday.
I feel like we have things on Friday.
I do it too. I'm here.
Oh, right. But I'm saying don't
Thursday.
Throw that off.
Thursday, we're going to go 80s NFLer.
Oh.
Or 80s rocker.
Oh, Jerry, there is no chance I don't dominate that.
I agree with you that you should, but I also might give you like the drummer from Styx.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Me neither.
You might get my point. Or you're going to have to identify, is it an 80s rocker or an 80s NFLer?
Yes, I love it.
And
I'm
we'll see and test your 80s sports and rock knowledge.
I will dominate that.
The one time you disappointed me, and you actually got angry with me, which I thought was interesting,
because
Eddie did really well.
He did.
Was when I gave you the lyrics of a song, and you didn't do well.
Right.
I thought you were going to dominate. And Eddie dominated the whole thing. And you actually got upset.
Yeah, I got angry because that's in my wheelhouse.
You were not happy with me.
That is in my wheelhouse. In more NFL news, Jerry, it looks like the Seahawks are sticking with Mr. Geno Smith.
Who do you want them to go with?
I don't know. There was some talk like when Russell Wilson first went down and was going to be out for weeks. They're like, who are the Seahawks going to get as quarterback?
They have their quarterback. They need a backup. Who's the backup now?
I don't know.
Who's the third stringer? The guy that looks like you.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
On the Seahawks.
Yeah, they better hope they don't have to get to the third team guy.
I may be, and we'll see how it goes this week, I may be rooting for Geno Smith and the Seahawks.
I'm sure you will.
Come next Tuesday.
I find you're like a lot of people. You like to root for the underdog.
And he even yelled at me on Twitter once, Geno Smith.
I remember. I do remember.
But I don't hold a grudge, Jerry.
No, you just want to see him do well.
I do want to see
him
do well.
He's a very talented player.
I want to see him do well because he's been in the NFL, and we kicked him around here, and he's been kicked around, Jerry. So if he does well, I'm rooting for him.
Do you remember the Eli Geno Smith?
Yeah, that
arguments?
Was awesome. By Boomer? That was a terrible argument Boomer had.
I do think that's what partly put me in the hospital.
With heart arrhythmia.
Yes.
Boomer's take was, remember, because Ben McAdoo benched Eli in favor of Geno Smith,
yes,
and not in favor of
Davis Webb. Yes.
And we all knew or thought at the time Geno Smith couldn't play in the NFL.
Well, we didn't think. Well, I also didn't think he deserved the opportunity.
Right, but Boomer said he was the backup quarterback, and that's who deserves
the
opportunity.
He's been working hard. He deserves his time on the field.
Yes. And that
No, he doesn't.
That sent you to get hooked up to heart monitors because your heart was beating erratically.
Yes, it was. That is very true.
And I'm seeing some of the football wives get in the mix on social media.
I know, this is not, they got to stop.
A couple days ago, Brittany Matthews, the fiance of...
Oh, they're not married?
No, they're not married yet. She's pregnant. Bing, bang, boom, she's pregnant. They're fiancéed. They're not married yet. She had to go back, was going back and forth with Chiefs fans on Twitter and told them to shut up.
And then Baker Mayfield's wife, wasn't she? Now, she's the, is that really his wife in the commercials?
I believe so.
So now she's going back at the fans.
Baker Mayfield's wife.
Baker Mayfield.
Her name is Emily, Jerry. She told angry Browns fans to, quote, wake up, because they were blaming, some of them were blaming the loss on Baker Mayfield, who threw no interceptions and was all over the place.
See, you watched a lot of this game.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't. Were there any bad plays he made?
Not that jump out of me.
Because I'll tell you, it's really tough to blame a guy that puts up 42 points, doesn't turn the ball over.
Right.
How about this? How about you stop somebody?
Yeah, how about your defense does
something? My God, it's pretty obvious to me what the problem was.
So Emily said to Browns fans, you truly don't know what you have.
And you know what? I don't think she's wrong.
No, I don't either.
But I also think it's not what you want to be doing. You're never going to win it.
I love when football wives and girlfriends get in the mix. I wish more of them would do it.
In the mix, got to have it.
In the mix, got to have it. Get involved. Tweet things, go after people. Don't let them kick your husbands and boyfriends around. I like it, Jerry.
Yeah, I hear you. It just, you know what? It never ends well. That's the problem. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
It's never going to end well. You're not going to win, and then people are going to end up, here's what will end up happening.
All right.
She'll end up quitting whatever platform she was doing.
Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you're not going to win, so why bother?
She'll have had enough, Jerry, and she'll be like, I'm off of Instagram.
How'd that go? Did you quit Twitter yesterday?
No.
Oh.
I realized I need it, Jerry.
You need it.
I breathe it. I suck it in.
This is how you basically get through your day. What did you do before Twitter?
I don't know.
Like, you lived in Basking Ridge by yourself.
Yes.
Prior to Twitter.
Correct.
You would go home and do what exactly? Aside from eat lunch. You didn't have a dog.
Right.
My God.
I don't know.
You lived by yourself without Twitter, without a dog, and your girlfriend lived far away.
Right.
Because it wasn't Gina at the time.
Correct.
So you would get home by noonish and do what?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know I would go to the gym, but you know I don't stay in the gym for a long time.
You're there for 25 minutes.
Exactly.
Al, when did you join Twitter?
I think like 2012-ish,
I think. Wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It actually will tell me right on my list, because that's a good question. What have I been doing with my life?
Because it's been a long time that you've been involved with it.
10 years, February of 11. It says here. So 10 years.
And so it was only about 4 years or less that you were...
Of the show.
Yes.
Of my time at WFAN before Twitter. And before that, it was Facebook right away. I was on the Facebook, Jerry. So I was probably fighting people on Facebook.
And you had the Facebook. And I remember you had you were thinking about, like, you were capped at how many friends. And you were thinking about maybe going, what is it, public or something?
Yeah, big public fan page for me.
That occupied you.
You're right. That did occupy my time.
Wow. All right. Well, that's asked and answered then.
And you were, driving around a lot more for...
Parking.
Trysts.
Oh, trysts.
You were sowing your oats.
Right. That's right. In my 40s.
So that was going on.
Right. Good point. That's what I was doing, Jerry. man stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you want to call it. I call it wasting time.
Aaron Rodgers also came out against a Phil Sims story, Jerry. I don't know if you saw this on the Pat McAfee podcast.
No, I was listening to Sean Marks for a half hour.
Sean Marks? All right, we'll get to that, Jerry. But Aaron Rodgers
said... We haven't done that yet? Oh, I guess we haven't.
No, not yet. We're going to do that next segment.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to do a Sean Marks impression.
Oh, God.
Gio's not the only one here that does impressions.
Oh, okay.
But my impression is more of an impression of Gio doing an impression of
Got
Sean Marks. Because I don't know that I've ever even heard Sean Marks speak.
He sounds like any other guy from New Zealand and Australia and that part of the world.
Okay. But Aaron Rodgers had to come out and said that there was a time during Deflategate where, you know, Tom Brady wanted the balls.
I actually do remember what you're going to say.
Tom Brady wanted the balls deflated.
Yep.
And Phil Sims, during the week of the game when he was still doing the games with Jim Nance before Jim Nance kicked him to the curb, Jerry. For Mr. Tony Romo, they said he sat down with Phil Sims, and he was asking Phil Sims was asking him, "Hey, do you like your balls deflated?" And he goes, "Actually, I'd rather have them more inflated because I have such large man hands that I like that." And then Phil Sims went on the air and said, "Aaron Rodgers likes his balls inflated more," which he said
which sounds about right.
Which he said he didn't say. He said if he had to choose between the two, he would rather have them more inflated.
You know what? Potato, potato.
It's all about the he said, she said.
Yeah, I mean, just please.
Aaron Rodgers.
Why did that even come up?
I'm not sure. But he's not holding a grudge, Jerry. He said he still likes Mr. Phil Sims and his son, Christopher Sims.
Well, he's saying all the right things because most people didn't really care for him this summer.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody really hated him, actually, this summer. So, whatever.
Now he's back, Jerry. He's back and stronger than ever.
He is. And I know that aired yesterday, the McAfee interview, like he does every week. So at some point I will try and get to it.
You're going to try to get to that as
well? I do know that there are some cuts in the system, and it probably pertain more to John Gruden.
What are your cuts priority today, Jerry? Like, what did you...
Kyrie was one.
Kyrie. Did he speak?
No. Okay. Sean Marks, but I meant that story.
Right.
I knew Sean Marks spoke, so I knew I had to get to that.
Okay, that was top priority number one.
Mike Tomlin is priority number two, along with Aaron Rodgers.
What's Mike Tomlin doing?
Well, he coaches the Steelers.
Well, why is he a priority? Like, what did you...
Because he reacted to the Gruden news.
Oh.
And he used to coach with Gruden on the staff in Tampa, I believe.
Perfect.
So he was a good guy to go
to. That's a great one, Jerry.
So I haven't got to that yet, but as soon as I'm done with this show...
Right.
Hopefully in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Mike Tomlin.
Okay,
I
got
to get to
tease.
Tomlin. I've got, what else?
You said Pat McAfee.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers interview. And
just
then,
so we could yell at Phil Sims.
And then I'd like to get through, I know I'm not going to do a whole lot on it, but I want to get through some of the baseball because that White Sox pitcher was shooting his mouth off the other day.
Right.
And they got bludgeoned yesterday. And then you had an Astros pitcher hit Jose Abreu, and then the old man Tony La Russa came out. He was unhappy. He thinks they did it on purpose. Maybe they did. I don't know. So I want to get to some of that, too, at some point.
I do love the old man managers arguing.
Yes.
Tony La Russa and
Dusty Baker.
It's like
grumpy old men.
So great.
They should do a movie together.
Yeah, I would watch that. A buddy film.
Yeah, well, I mean, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon did Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men.
Yes.
How about Dusty and La Russa?
Yes.
A baseball version.
A put it on MLB Network.
If there's like a Tom Izzo, which I'm sure there is, of MLB Network.
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing this offseason. That would be actually hilarious.
I love Dusty Baker.
Are we going to take a break? 5:36.
Of the two old guys, if I could have one of
Dusty.
Them manage my... Dusty.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. Quick break. We'll come right back. We will get to Kyrie Irving and Sean Marks and this wonderful impression that I'm very much looking forward to from Al. And then Boomer and Gio, top on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, 5:44. Oh, man. Alan Jerry with you till 6 o'clock. We got Boomer and Gio coming up then. We've already done the Fraudulent Five, which I already got reaction to, as you did on Twitter. People love it because you're a fraud fan, but that's fine. Well, fair weather. I shouldn't say fraud.
Fair weather.
No, that's fraud, too, actually.
Fraud!
But we did promo or preview or tease, whatever word you want to use before the break. It is time. Can we call it Al Dukes' Marxism? Because you're going to try and do a Sean Marx impersonation.
Yeah, I don't
really, as we discuss this.
I don't know what Marxism means.
I don't
should.
Either.
I'm
just thinking Sean Marx. So I don't. If it means something stupid, I don't mean it that way.
I'm an adult. I've been to high school. I've been to college. I've been to graduate school. I still have
how
no
much
idea
we were
what that
taught
means.
That we don't know.
No idea. But yeah, so Sean Marx addressed the media
chair
yesterday
yes.
about the Kyrie situation.
Correct.
And that Kyrie will not be playing at all for the Nets
until he's vaccinated
because they didn't want a part-time player.
Yes. Love this, by the way.
Now, I was reading that that Kyrie will not get paid for the home games.
No, but he got paid for the road games.
But he's getting paid for the road games because he is eligible to play. And,
wants to.
And it's the team's choice correct. To not have him.
Yes, which I do. These guys make a lot of money, and I understand sometimes. I've heard, Al, they get paid not to play.
That's what I've heard.
In this case, I do get it, though. You know, there's a lot here. I understand why he's going to be paid to not play the road games.
$19 million, by the way.
That's a couple bucks. But that's also part and parcel why it's easy for guys like him to take a stand for things they believe in.
Right.
As opposed to the regular working guy that needs that check to pay their mortgage. He doesn't. And it does afford him a lot more cash flow and a lot more, you know, freedom to do what he wants to do. So it's like a blessing and a curse as the sports fan. You want the guy, get him here. Makes a ton of sense, as some would say.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's got other ideas, you're going to deal with things like this because he can afford to do it.
Yeah, I can see both sides of this one.
So can I.
I don't mind that Kyrie's doing this.
No, I don't either.
But, you know, Gio does an impression of Sean Marx, Jerry. And sometimes in that room when I'm in there with Eddie and Gio's doing it, I will also do my own Sean Marx impression.
Okay.
Or it's really an impression of Gio doing an impression of Sean Marx.
I like it.
Kyrie?
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, this is it right now.
I mean, you gave me no. You're just sitting there looking at me.
Oh, no,
all right,
I'm doing
so,
it
all right,
now.
So let's say that you're Sean Marx yesterday. You're on the Zoom call, okay?
Yes.
And let's say, who's our Nets reporter? I know we have one here on the digital. Let's call him Will Jonestat, okay?
Will Jonestat?
Will Jonestat from WFAN. You're next with Sean Marx. Sean, this whole thing with Kyrie Irving, you guys, did you take a long time to come to this decision? And what is his, have you spoken to him? What's his take on what you've decided to do?
I've spoken to Kyrie. He understands what we're doing. Kyrie's decision. He's not going to play. We're not going to play him part-time.
I don't know what kind of accent that is.
I don't know what this is.
Kyrie's Kyrie. We would love to have him, but we can't have him full-time. We don't want Kyrie part-time. Kyrie gets vaccinated, he'll be welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you. You can't lose the accent at the end.
You gotta
give me a better. You were like, however you were doing it, and at the end you're like, thank you.
No, thank you. That was Al.
Saying,
that was the performer.
Oh,
saying,
I thought you were being Sean Marks saying thank you for the question. Thank you. Who said? Never mind.
We're still gonna pay Kyrie $19 million. He deserves it.
You do have the good inflection. I'll give you that. Even though you sound like you've crossed a few different sounds,
yeah,
your inflection is good.
Okay.
So, not awful.
Thank you.
Is this what you do with all your time?
I will tell you this, yes, that when I have Carton and Roberts on in the afternoon and I am at home by myself and I hear them bring up Kyrie, I do say out loud sometimes to my dog, Whimsy, Kyrie? It's not going to play? We're still going to pay Kyrie?
Oh, man, that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not terrible.
As a casual listener, as Gina is to the radio station, she listens.
What do you mean? She used to listen to Francesa.
She does. She listens a lot. I will say casual that she soaks any of it in.
Right.
All she knows is that she feels like this radio station is obsessed with anything Kyrie is doing.
Well, I'll tell you this, because the Nets don't get much play.
Yeah.
And as annoying as he is, it has kept the conversation going about that team.
Yes.
Whereas, even if they were winning, I don't think we would discuss them much unless they had big winning streaks or if Durant did something crazy or we got to the postseason. He has really kept the Nets front and center, right, wrong, or indifferent. Whether no publicity is bad publicity, right? So that's what they say?
Yes.
Right or wrong. So if that's the case, and we do believe that, he's been good for them on that front. The fact that he's not playing, as a Net fan, cool. I said to you before they got Harden, I didn't think they needed Harden to win a championship, and I actually would have preferred them not to do that because, to me, with the Durant, if all three were healthy, I don't think it would have been fair, and I don't think the Bucks would have won. I think the Nets would have rolled to an NBA championship last year, and you don't give them back, and it would be awesome. Nets never won one, blah, 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 blah. But it still seems like, eh, you brought in three monster players. Like, what else do you expect? That's why I liked it when it was just Durant and Irving. All right, so now Irving's out of the picture, and I don't know that we'll see him this year. Now, all of a sudden, you've got Durant and Harden, two of the best, and you've got a lot of really good players around them. Go win, and so, I think they can.
We've got two players. Don't need Kyrie.
I didn't say that.
Jerry Recco?
Stupid.
Says we don't need Kyrie.
They don't. As great of a player as he is, they don't need him to win.
All right.
Not with what they have. I believe that.
You hear that, Nets fans? Maybe, two of you out there?
I did hear Craig, and it's interesting, and I know Evan shot it down immediately. I did hear Craig reference trading Kyrie to Philly for Ben Simmons.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love the idea. Because I think Ben Simmons, that pass-first guard mentality, you've got plenty of scoring on this team. I love the idea.
Evan shot it down because of what reason? That it's not know. No just, chance it's happening, or he does not I, want it to happen?
I don't remember if I...
Hello, fella.
If I thought this... Or he basically said, shut your mouth with that. I don't remember. He wasn't having it.
Shut your mouth.
I forgot what he said. But yes, I like the idea, but not going to happen.
All right, we'll put you down for liking the idea, Jerry.
I don't hate, well, I shouldn't say I like it. I don't hate the idea.
But put the Nets down for not wanting a part-time player.
No, and nor should they.
And he's out.
We got about a minute.
All right, Jerry. The NFL is considering, you know, they play games every year in London.
Yeah, Germany now, right?
Germany.
It's unbelievable. Now, do we have a game in Mexico City this year?
I don't know. I don't recall.
So we've got six in London. We did one already. I think there's five.
Six for this season?
No, maybe not. Maybe not. I thought there were six. There's not six?
No, I don't. There's no way there's six London games in
London.
All
right, hold on before people start yelling at me on Twitter. 2021 NFL.
The cities they're considering in Germany, Jerry, Dusseldorf.
It's just a funny name.
Frankfurt and Munich.
Okay.
Munich sounds like a military city. Dusseldorf sounds like a fake Harry Potter city.
Oh, only two games.
Only two.
I thought it was six.
Maybe you saw like a six-game package over a couple of years.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I have no idea.
Would you travel to Dusseldorf to see the Cowboys play?
No, I wouldn't. No.
I mean, if we're given London crappy games, can you imagine what Dusseldorf's going to get?
Jaguars Titans. Jaguars Bears. You got to throw the Lions in the mix.
Hey, Dusseldorf, here's Jaguars Bears.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I don't know what I was looking at. I would go if I was being paid to work the game. Would I go as a fan? No, not a chance.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Not even remotely interested. Not interested in London. Not interested in Germany. I don't want to go to Mexico City for a game. You know where I like going to games? Here in the United States.
I might be interested in Australia or Japan.
Well, you on a plane for 24 hours must be a treat.
That's the problem.
Good Lord.
I'll pass. Get the Concorde back or I fly fast.
Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. And guess what? Boomer and Gio are here in the building, ready to rock at 6 o'clock. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence on Guess Who? Kyrie and the Nets.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. The Astros won. They move on. They'll play the Red Sox. You've got who else won? I don't remember. The Braves won. And the Dodgers beat the Giants, so we'll have a game five. It's really a shame because those two teams really should be the teams playing in the NLCS, but whatever it is, what it is. Game five coming up tomorrow. What else, Al?
I saw that the Astros, that makes it five
in a row
championship appearances.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
First to do it since the...
guess they weren't just stealing signs,
Braves
huh?
did it from 91 to 99.
You see in the Braves game, who had the game-tying hit?
Freddie Freeman?
No, Al.
He had the game-winning hit.
Yes. It was Travis d'Arnaud.
He's the former Met.
Boomer, you might break his neck. His head looks like a bobblehead. Boomer right now is shoving Al's chair, and Al's
WFAN
neck is going to snap.
WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.